everyone.
It is not 9 o'clock at night and 100 degrees and very hot.
Texas not. Doesn't suck right
It's 4,000 degrees.
Not cooking us. Slowly.
Welcome to the Slider Kings
podcast.
The Slider Kings podcast.
That's us. Before we get into tonight's episode, Hayden does want to talk about the Slider Kings, as well as other folks we like to partner with.
Hey!
That's right, they're called Sirenscape, and I'm going to say it first before I forget. The Slider Kings do all the ambiance for half the price, and that price is free. Go get them. Get on over to Sirenscape. We also, for music, use Beyond Skyrim. We use Celestial Aeon Project. We use Scanlan's Short Halt music, and Tyler all sits down, people. He puts a nice little order for us, puts it together for you at home, and it sounds grand. So with all those folks together, all those cool partners, we got some good playlists. So go check them out on our website at roleslayers.com/partners. We also... do I have to do more, or do you want to do the next one?
Go for it. You're on a roll.
We also
have our pals over at Eldritch Foundry. They make minis in a customizable fashion. If you use our code at checkout, Roleslayers, you get 15% off. So, you know, if you're really feeling like you need to make just a really sexy halfling.
With finger guns.
Or a football helmet.
Or if you're tired of having to use fire sauces as your bad guys,
also you
can make minis.
Or you can just make Iodon Thadrutil and give him a greaser jacket and sunglasses.
Yeah, I don't know if you can do a tiger on the back of the coat.
You have to hand paint that.
You could build a pretty close depiction of Iodon Thadrutil from the sunglasses included. From the rest of the information we've given in this podcast. So again, head on over there. Mm-hmm. Go to Eldritch Foundry. I think it's Eldritch Foundry. But
scars all over his arms.
She's really here for a bad boy.
In addition, we've got our Patreon, which is just patreon.com/roleslayers. With the support of viewers like you, Tyler was able to quit his job and run this full time.
I was able to buy some fancy shotgun mics so that we can get rid of table mics in campaign too.
Hey-ya!
That's right. With the support of viewers like you, you've actually made this podcast better. So, you know, it's pretty great. The money's going towards the show 100%, honestly. Tyler's still working a job. We're all working jobs.
We are.
But anything that we get from Patreon goes right back into the show. So
we've actually been bought out by Mr. Beast, so now we all can quit our jobs.
Give us $600 a month. Patreon.com/RoleSlayers. And the last one is our social media channels. We're on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, and Discord.
Yeah.
Discord's where all the action happens. But if you want to pop in and see all the good work Rigo's been doing on our reels and TikToks, been pretty impressed with those lately. Great job, Rigo.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Fun. They have been exquisite.
They've been so immaculate. Go check those out. Say hello to us. And then drop in on Discord and see me post pictures from all the hikes that I've been doing this summer.
They are beautiful.
They are. Thank you. They are.
Thank you, everyone.
Kind of hate it. It's 4 million degrees here.
Yeah. We are jealous, but we are also happy for you.
Yes.
Kind of.
Maybe. Also, World Anvil. Check them out. They're sick. I feel like I plug them every time. So you probably know by now why they're amazing. So just check them out at worldanvil.pxf.io/roleslayers.
No history lesson?
No history lesson. That's a John thing.
I don't have anything else on top of my head.
He doesn't have any history nuggets. And I probably do if I racked my brain, but I don't.
That's what you need World Anvil for.
Rack my brain.
Sorry. Yeah, keep track of all the history.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Here's a history nugget for you.
Uh-oh.
I have my chronicle up. In 432 BDW, the Realm Wars start. Or I'm sorry, not the Realm Wars. In 367 BDW, the Fathom Wars started in Eltharis. So now you know that.
Oh,
yeah.
Never heard of those.
Now you have.
Here's another history nugget. King Wenceslas wasn't actually a king. He was a duke.
I didn't know that. No, I do.
Napoleon
was that short. I hate that song.
From the hit song?
I hate it.
Yeah. Well, he's a saint in the Orthodox Church.
Ooh, it's Buddy Holly's birthday.
Today.
Oh, it's September also the anniversary 7th. Of when Tupac was shot.
R.I.P. That's sad.
Wow.
This could go the whole time.
The anniversary of Uncle Sam being nicknamed Uncle Sam.
Let's play some D&D.
Thanks, the History Channel.
Let's do it.
Last we left off, the party made their way to Urengal, spoke with Brockner Puler before being betrayed, and then spoke with other members of the Quintessence Pursuant, as well as encountering not one, but all three monarchs of the elven city-states, otherwise known as the Shilkambaris, the three companions. And Iodon Thadratil with his... the leader of his organization, the Twilight Expedition, chatting with them, as well as shopping around a little bit, the party made their way to the continent of Iodosos, across the ocean to the east, where they encountered this large valley with a city and a river tumbling down from the mountains, the river, not the city. And spied several camps, assumingly of Brockner Puler's allies, around a small hill. A large hill. Apologies. But they made camp for the night after traveling for a little bit. And upon awaking, were greeted by the sentient spear, Bright Gleam, Spear of Pelor, the Dawn Father. Much to Remy's surprise and then excitement, as they're on board with killing evil together. And that's where we picked up. You guys are starting to head out on your day of travel, I assume?
Yes. Yeah,
sure.
Great. Can someone roll a d20 for me?
Someone.
Go for it.
Do it. You got it?
Nope.
Go for it.
Do it.
13.
Okay. Blessedly, the day is quite sunny, if a little bit warm. You guys are pretty close to the equator here. And as you depart from this kind of golden forest above the valley, the coastal breeze ceases and it gets a little bit more muggy. But there are no complications as you make your way across the valley for a good 3-4 hours, the city growing in your vision, the river becoming wider as you get closer, before you indeed arrive at the river, a large arched bridge made of painted orange wood extending over the course of it at its narrowest point in the area, the city walls rising to the north. You guys diverting any time to go to the city, or are you guys just going straight across the bridge mission?
Certain information we might want to talk to somebody about there, or should we just keep on keeping on? I don't know,
honestly.
How much farther is it to the hill where the camps are?
About 2-3 hours.
Okay. And we were fairly, Cyrus was fairly confident that he was going to do something, today?
Yeah. Okay. When we get within 1 mile, I can cast Clairvoyance just to kind of get a basic sense of what things are
going on. Okay, we should just keep going on until we can do that.
Yeah, and then unless if we maybe need to turn back and make preparations.
Regroup or,
information, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So you guys set out once again across the bridge. You're able to get a good look south as well now at this point, and the valley seems to meander on for quite some time before it seems to hit more mountains much further to the south. It seems like this land kind of slopes downward into the interior of the continent before rising back up at some more mountainous peaks. But you make your way further eastward, the mountains starting to loom. Eventually, what's everyone's passive perception?
11.
15.
Okay.
16.
12.
18.
Okay. Bells 16. And Remy, yeah. You guys are able to hear before you see a group of outriders, scouts, mounted, riding across the plains. If you guys want to make a stealth check, you may, to like hop down in the tall grass.
Yep. I'll try.
Yes.
15.
Ooh, not one. Reroll it. Halflings. That's better.
Halflings, yo.
Yup. 23.
23.
It's no sneaky.
23 for Iodon as well, actually.
Hey.
And what was Cyrus's?
What am I rolling again?
Stealth? Hey, find me, Iodon.
12.
Fancy meeting you 12. Here.
It's fine. It's a group stealth check. So,
okay.
Remy and Bells kind of signal for you guys to get down and hide, and you all jump down into the grass. Remy, you don't really have to do much. Ruby, you don't really have to do much. You kind of just hunch your shoulders a little bit. You're fine, and they gallop past.
Cyrus is trying to be sneaky, like more with his shoulders, but he's still like crunching on the leaves.
Oh yes, oh yes. Iodon gives you a stern look, and then the crunching subsides a little bit.
Yeah.
You do spot several regalia pieces upon these outriders. It does seem like these are Justicars. You see members of the Church of the Tetrad. You do see an arcane practitioner, most likely from the Quintessence. And you spy a couple of knights in reddish armor.
I have questions.
Why is the Church of the Tetrad a part of this?
Have they been thralled to?
You don't know why the Justicars are here. You don't know why the Church is here.
Did he get all of them?
I see what you're doing and I hate it.
Who are all these red armor guys? What is that?
There's only two knights in red armor. You can identify them as most likely knights of the Ruby Throne.
Oh, who's that?
They are a
Lin's order of knights.
They serve the Ruby Throne, which is the throne that Damian Blackthorne sits upon, the leader of the country you guys just left.
Okay. Do any of them have black eyeballs or veins that we can see?
Make a religion check for me.
Which, me?
I would like to also look for that specifically, if possible.
Oh, stop.
Do it.
May I, Tyler?
Yeah.
Come on.
You say religion?
Mm-hmm.
14.
Okay, I'm gonna do it. 16.
You don't spy any black kind of markings spidering up any veins. Their eyes seem goopless. Remy, you hypothesize that it could perhaps flow down from others of influence, if that makes sense. So not necessarily every person has to be infected with it, perhaps, to fall under some sort of indoctrination. Another theory you have is that perhaps they're just aligned with those who have been indoctrinated and don't necessarily know all of the things that are going on. You're not exactly certain.
I mean, if we just figured it out.
I don't see anyone that I know or is familiar to me or that I've seen at school, do I?
Not in this group.
Okay.
Don't see your brother. You don't see
anyone you've
trained with. But I mean, it's a large army,
right?
And it's a standing army, and the bulk of them are in the Olanco Lowlands fighting a war with a rebellion state. A rebellion state.
That whole thing.
Yeah, that's still going on. Y'all haven't gotten news about that for a hot minute, have you?
I don't care.
Civil War.
I think about it all the time.
I do too.
No, I don't even know what that is.
But yeah, they pass by, and you guys are able to continue on your way.
How close are we now to like their general encampment?
I mean, you're about 2 hours out.
That's gonna be like 6 or 7 miles.
Yeah, you're getting close.
Okay.
But you are able to get within a mile without any further interruption. You do see a couple of other patrols, but they're pretty far off. Pretty sparse. It doesn't seem like they're anticipating too much resistance to this.
All right. As we're getting closer, I'm just going to talk to them. All right. So we've seen some pretty disparate factions coming together here. What? How did he amass a force this large so quickly?
I don't think he amassed it quickly.
Have you been following this for some time?
No, but you can't amass a force this quickly, that fast. And if the stories you told me about him are true, your encounters, seems like he's been working towards this goal for quite some time.
He's been in a pretty prestigious position for a long time, a position with a lot of influence, a position where he's been playing the long game. I'm quite sure of that. Would I have overheard any correspondence between Brockner Pueller and any of these the leaders of these other factions that might give me some more information about what's going on here?
Sure. You've not heard any correspondence between the two, any of them, but you know that he had various touch points with the leaders of the Justicars, the leaders of the Knights of the Ruby Throne, and the leaders of the Church, as Brockner Pueller operated on the Council of the Ascendancy as the Spymaster, and each of those leaders also had council seats.
Would he have had me doing any errands among them that might have yielded a little bit of information?
During your time with him?
Yeah.
Well, so the first thing he sent you on after breaking you with the goop was the job with Fingers, or with this group. So you didn't really run any correspondence in that time.
Okay.
Make a general intelligence check to see how much you remember of your time in your pocket dimension cell.
I'm good at that. 22.
You do remember while you were in this this astral jail, they did bring in several high-ranking Justicars and several of the more prestigious Knights of the Ruby Throne. You didn't see like Kif Palfellow or anyone of that rank, but some higher-ranking ones.
Okay.
You had a question?
No. Fine.
Okay. Sorry.
Just one of these spells that's just a dumb spell and is too hard to use.
Which spell?
Polymorph.
Oh.
I'm like trying to look at my list of animals and then it's like, whatever. Never mind.
Why don't you turn into an eagle and like fly?
That's what I was trying to look
something.
At. I'm like, what can I turn into? What are its stats? But I can't see it on my phone, and I it's too complicated.
Man Eagle fighting.
Paper!
Yep.
Give me a table.
I also have PHB on my iPad. And on my phone.
But just go ahead and tell me what you want to do, and I can give you the stats.
Yeah. Okay, well.
What do you want to do?
For some type of scouting, I can be a bird that can see things. Right. But does it need to be giant? Because then won't people be like, there's a giant eagle? Like, if I want... Oh, okay, then I'll be that.
Okay.
Or something.
Yeah. If you want to cast Polymorph and go scout, that's completely...
Well, not right this second, necessarily, okay. If we're in the middle of other things. I was
we're
just,
not.
Just trying to get ahead of it.
Sure. But yeah, as you guys are discussing this, Iodon will just say, I don't think anyone knew anything besides the fact that he was an Archmage of Divination.
It's just baffling to me. With all of the battles going on in the other continent, I felt like we would have heard something about this.
I did hear a bit about Justicars being diverted away from the front.
What did you hear?
That they were being diverted away from the front.
That's it.
Yeah, I mean, the war there is not raging as strongly as it did at the beginning.
But, you know, on the surface, those kinds of decisions could have any number of political explanations, so I don't know. I mean...
Tactical retreat.
Because the other thing about this is Brockner-Puehler really only thinks he's the mastermind behind all of this. I mean, who knows how deep Bane's own tendrils go through everything and how long they've been trying to put the pieces in place.
I would not be surprised if Bane has been influencing these wars as well somehow through perhaps Puehler.
You think that's what's been happening?
I don't know, but he is the Strife Emperor, and better to take disparate chaotic factions and subjugate them than to take a cohesive continent and subjugate that.
I don't like that one bit.
What
but it does make sense.
Plan for moving forward? Should we continue to scout out the camps?
Yeah, I suppose just gathering information at this point in time, figure out what it is we're heading into.
Exactly. We need to find that city.
I'm just glad Alen's not here to see the Knights of the Ruby Throne involved in this.
I'm glad she's not either. Though, perhaps if she's watching from...
Though I do wish she was here.
Remind Liz the player... There was, like, black goo on her when she exploded, right?
No.
There wasn't. But no, it was the dudes!
Yes.
That's right!
They turned into black goo and got away! There's something... Okay.
Tyler, your face!
What's his name? Linus?
Linus
and his
Cartagia.
Brother?
Linus
what was
Cartagia.
The... Linus.
Yeah, he did, dissolve into black
slavery
goo
ring.
Who's
upon
fiance?
His expiration.
What?
What was the thing?
He was a slaver.
I mean, I remember hearing, because when I started was like when she had just had her heart explode.
Yes.
And so y'all were like hearing about that, so I was like here for that. But I didn't, wasn't actually here for y'all playing that. I didn't know that.
Human trafficking.
He was her
lover.
Yeah.
Not really.
Not lovers. Yeah. They were. It was an arranged thing.
It was. Mm.
Still,
he was gross.
I'm
he
very
was into
gross.
It.
But he's dead now. Or is he?
He did seem awfully okay with it.
Yeah. I mean, you guys can probably put that together.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Moving on.
Is there anything else you guys want to do as you guys are approaching the camp nearest to the like the path you've taken?
Yeah.
Okay.
Would there be any reason for me to cast Detect Magic at this point?
That actually might, you know, alert us to something like a
big ward. Know,
like you feel like if we're
like, I'm like 100% like, sure we're getting scryed on for sure.
Are we like close enough now for me to like go ahead and start doing that?
Yeah.
Not a bad idea.
Okay, then I will cast that.
None of y'all have True Sight, by the way, do you? I don't think you
do.
By the way,
I've got Third Eye and I don't remember what the mechanics are on that.
I thought about taking that and I didn't because it sounded boring.
Okay. Detect Magic. What's the radius on that?
30 feet.
30 feet. Yep. Pick up anything magical.
It lasts for 10 minutes.
In the vicinity as you walk.
Okay.
Not for 10 minutes.
Okay.
But
if only the range were 32 feet.
Man.
As we
so
walk.
Those extra 2 feet per minute or whatever.
It can
whatever,
also
however that works out.
Penetrate most barriers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Tell you what, I'm going to go ahead and use my third eye because apparently that lasts until I'm incapacitated or
sure.
Take a rest. And I'm going to use that to give myself ethereal sight. So I can see into the ethereal plane for 60 feet.
Sure. As you guys are walking and you decide to use true sight, you do spy an arcane presence of what seems to be this large... unblinking arcane eye of kind of this purple tinge, but with like black tendrils piercing its iris.
Oh, well, that's not good. Y'all, we are being looked at.
Can you hit it with anything?
Do we get down?
What is looking at us?
I don't think got his sword half.
Is it Pula doing that thing that he would almost do?
Do I?
A scrying spell.
Okay.
Is this like a giant eyeball, or it's just like a...
Yeah, it's not an eyeball-sized eyeball, but it's like maybe this big.
Where is it?
Recognize that as scrying.
Like right next, like...
Yeah, it's just watching you guys.
It's not like over the camp looking at us. It's like right with us.
It's okay. Not a Sauron.
No. Yeah, that's... I'm like, what? What is the scale of this eyeball?
It's football-sized.
Okay, but it's like... with us.
Yeah, it'll follow you.
Sick.
Yeah.
And we've never noticed him doing that before?
It's invisible, unless you see into the ethereal plane.
Okay. Yeah. We don't see it.
But now
I guess we've always failed our saves or whatever.
It does seem to be following Remy, specifically.
Okay, but yeah. Now that we know that it's there, then would we be more likely to be able to pass the save?
Yeah, I've been rolling for you guys behind the screen, but
I assume.
Yeah, you can pass the save after this effect of scrying, probably. I'll give you advantage if you can see it.
Failed save.
How long does this last for?
The seeing into the ethereal plane until I'm either incapacitated or rest again.
Okay, so for the rest of the day, you'll have advantage against scrying. I should have
been using that the whole time.
Scrying. Yeah.
If a target knows you're casting a spell, it can fail voluntarily, but I don't think there's any advantage.
The only way to get rid of it now would be to dispel magic.
Yeah, I don't have that.
So you're stuck with it for the duration.
Yeah. But it only lasts 10 minutes.
Okay. I have a question. Why did my spell not do that? Because it's in a different plane of existence?
Yeah, it's in the ethereal plane.
Okay. Yeah.
So it's not physically with you.
Right. I don't know what scrying is.
But I'm debating actually, whether that would have been picked up or not now in my head.
Yeah, it probably, I mean, it's 10 feet away.
No, yeah, I'm going to say your detect magic definitely would have picked up on that.
It says a creature that can see invisible objects sees the sensor as a luminous orb. But that's, of course, not the same as being able to know what it is.
Yeah, you wouldn't know what... You would know that it's divination magic, and you would know that it's in the proximity, but you wouldn't know the spell.
Okay.
So I'd say I cast that. Cyrus probably shortly after casts his thing.
Mm-hmm.
I would just try to kind of look at him and, like, see if Cyrus, is seeing what I'm seeing.
Yeah, he's looking in the direction that you felt that tingle of arcane energy.
Like, he sees it.
Yeah.
It is following Remy.
Okay. And now he knows that I see it. Mm-hmm. But I don't want to say anything about it. And we're going to just keep doing what we're doing. And I don't know what to do.
So y'all aren't going to mention it at all?
I wouldn't. Oh, no.
I already did mention it.
Yeah.
Okay. Why wouldn't you mention Liz?
Yeah,
because I don't know.
Yeah, then we're being looked at by a big eye.
That's right. You did say that.
Okay, so he's doing it again then, right?
I'm still looking around for a big eye.
You can't see it. It's Professor Pueller, and he's admitted to watching us many times
before. He's watched
us, quite
a bit.
Ugh. Hate that.
You can't dispel it, can you?
Let me look at his spells.
What is Iodon?
He's a blood hunter.
What is he?
It's made up. Blood magic.
It's made up.
What do you mean? What is he?
Like, is he like a cleric he casts things, so he's not
he's
barbarian.
Kind of like a spell sword.
That's okay. A Matt Mercer class, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He uses his blood to do magic.
Sick.
That's why he has all the scars on his arms.
Mm.
Lots of scars.
Give him a spell, Tyler.
He looks around. No, I can't dispel it, if that's what you're asking.
Yeah, it was a kind of a pie in the sky sort of thing.
I have learned a few new spells though. Sorry, I interrupted you.
I certainly can't do it.
Okay, wait, hold on. That's fine, never mind.
Okay. Well, I guess we're stuck with it then, for at least a little bit.
Yeah.
No, okay. If I saw this thing before Cyrus did, and he, I would have found a way to let him know.
Sure.
Would he have still then used that spell slot?
Yeah.
Well, it's not a spell slot.
Okay. It's a feature.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Great. Wonderful.
Cool. I guess just walk as normal.
Did it hear us?
Yeah.
So now that it knows that we know it's there.
Yeah. He knows we know it. We know. Yes. Yes. To your question.
But this is certainly a frustrating. Where is it?
That's right. Well, actually, he doesn't see it. Neither.
It's right there.
It's been following you for a while now.
I believe
I'm gonna throw a rock at it. Lean towards it a little bit more and try and poke it.
Yeah, you can poke it and kind of get this like. It's almost like your foot's asleep, but with your finger, where you get pins and needles, as you know, you get kind of an ethereal effect.
Hmm.
Don't like that. I'm gonna take my staff. Try to bonk
phases it. Phases through it.
Yeah. It's ethereal, all right.
How long does it last?
10 minutes.
All right, well, let's wait it out and see if it pops back up.
Can you block it? Can you, like put a barrier between it?
You'd have to, wrap Remy in like a cloak or something.
Leomon's tiny hut would do that.
Or what if I just prestidigitate like several bricks that are just hang out in front of it.
As long as you're not moving, I'd say that's fine.
I want to.
Or something like that. I don't know. Box.
We're going to hang a shroud over it so it just falls.
You do that, I'll cast Minor Illusion around it to be like a bullhorn noise that's just
that's wonderful.
And that's all it gets. Great, look at that.
And for 10 minutes that happens. And then it
Hang on.
Dematerializes.
After 9 minutes, I'm gonna change my thing to just a middle finger.
Love it. And with that, the arcane eye is gone.
Well, he had to have known we were coming anyway, so I guess, Cyrus, how long? I noticed that you have what looks to be a glowing third eye in the middle of your forehead right now. I'm assuming that gave you some visibility. How long does that stay there?
I guess.
No, it looks really cool. It looks really cool. I promise.
As long as it looks cool.
Bells would look at Remy no, it doesn't.
he looks at Bells and just gives her one of those, shakes his head.
But now Peeler does know that you're no longer under his influence.
That's not great.
Which I guess he
probably.
Maybe already knew, who knows?
He's probably been watching us for quite some time, honestly.
Yeah.
You know, we just make do with what we have now. The situation can be improved upon. Cyrus can, I guess, see if that eyeball pops up and we can do the, put a shroud around it again so at least it can't see where we're going.
Yeah.
Can we...
You can just kind of watch me.
Use your...
One of you.
Contraption to shield that out.
We can, but we'd have to stay in one place for the entire time.
I hate that thing.
The eyeball?
Well, yes.
Or the dome?
No, the eyeball. The dome's great.
No, in the dome, he wouldn't be able to find us.
Mm.
But as soon as we leave the dome, he would be able to.
Maybe we should just get in the dome now, and then...
And then just stay in one place for 8 hours?
No, we have to keep moving. All right, we might just have to resign ourselves to... Until we can find a way to dispel that thing, just resign ourselves to knowing it's there.
Can we not just do the thing that we talked about doing and, like, magicking ourselves to some place where we can see everything from?
Where then you can scry? Mm.
You're getting close to a mile out.
So we're not there yet.
You're about to be. Like,
okay.
20 more minutes of walking.
Maybe let's get moving quick so we can get to that point.
Yeah, yeah.
What have you discovered?
What is happening over here? A walrus.
Everyone, how comfortable are we with one another in close quarters?
Quite comfortable.
Okay, great. Franklin, I need you to do something for us.
Who's Franklin?
Franklin is my lizard familiar.
Okay.
He looks like a big old gecko that licks his eyeballs.
With those, like, crazy eyeballs like this?
Like,
here's what we're going to do.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm going to have Franklin cast Tensor's Floating Disc.
He can do that.
Yeah, I can cast spells through Franklin.
Okay.
He just smiles and cuts his head.
We all stand on Tensor's Floating Disc together. It's 3 feet in diameter, so we'll have to... You know, hug. And then I'll cast Liamon's Tiny Hut while we're on Tensor's Floating Disc. And then Franklin will walk and the disc will float behind him. With us on it and with Brockner Puehler unable to watch us.
Tiny Hut is not concentration, is it?
It is not concentration.
Okay, no. Then that should work.
I would like to grab Franklin and say hi.
What is that?
I would like grab Franklin and say hi, or like put my hands out and say hi to him.
He just smiles at you.
That's cute.
He's weird.
Maybe
looking.
Even emits a squeak.
This is the most insane spell combo I've heard in a minute.
After a small greeting, Franklin scrambles down. And
oh, nice scramples.
Scramples. You see him
scramples down.
Kind of arches back a little bit, and his tail goes up, and. A small disc starts hovering on the ground next to him.
Maybe should I, to conserve foot space, should I be on somebody's shoulders or piggyback or something?
Sure. And I would just like take her and put her on. Like, just, real quick.
Thanks, Bess.
I know, do you have an extra trench coat?
I do.
Because that would be cool.
For...
Two short people in a trench coat looking like one big person.
No, I'm just on her back.
Yeah,
just
but she's
piggyback.
Also like...
I'm 5'2".
I know.
Two.
We have done this.
Not the first time we've done that.
Yeah, we have done that. Were you not here for that?
No, this was in the Astral Sea.
Oh, my Lord.
Do it again. That's right. That's right.
And I made get eggs or whatever.
Let's just move on.
All right.
That backup duster is for me.
Go, Franklin.
He casts his spell.
Wait. Question.
Yes.
In the time that we've spent together,
mm-hmm.
is Idon still kind of into Cyrus?
Make an insight check for me.
I have to know. 21.
He makes a couple of respectful glances at Cyrus.
Respectful way.
Respect, or, you know, keeping his distance. He's been rebuffed. But,
He's not interested.
He's not interested. Okay. He knows where he stands in that situation.
Okay, great. Is Cyrus aware of this?
No.
No.
Okay, great.
No, Cyrus is entirely oblivious.
He was never aware. That's true.
You guys hop on. Lehman's tiny hut is engaged upon the... floating disc.
Okay, now I need to know how close is Idon to Cyrus while we're all snuggled together?
I mean, what? It's like a 10-foot radius, right?
3-foot radius.
3-foot? Oh, boy.
Okay.
You are all just kind of standing almost.
Now
that,
how tall
like,
oh, is
okay,
he?
If it's a 3-foot radius, that's a 6-foot circle.
He's about...
No, a diameter, I'm sorry.
Oh.
He's about 6'2".
Okay.
So he's a...
tall.
We are not comfortable.
Normal sized man.
He's pretty lanky.
We could sit on the edge and dangle our feet.
Oh, yeah.
Have done that.
You guys are able to follow Franklin waddling through the tall grass. You just see a little teeny gap in the grass as he's walking.
This is amazing.
For about 20, 30 minutes, it's a little bit slower as the foot speed of a gecko is slower than the foot speed of a human. But you guys do come within that 1 mile radius if you want to cast clairvoyance.
I will cast clairvoyance.
As you materialize within one of the camps close by, you indeed see banners from all four of those previously mentioned factions. You see people sharpening swords, you see water carriers, you see miners, various what look to be like scientists of some sort, technicians. You can see crates of rocks being hauled. Just general life of a war camp, but with what seems to be a specialization in excavation. In terms of hearing, you just pick up idle chatter of Justicars. One of them perhaps was talking to the other, saying,
"I wonder what they're even digging for. Why are we halfway across the planet right now? Oh, I want some good stew."
And the other one's like, "Shut up, man. Amanda said we're to come here and do this job. Be ready for anything. We're gonna do it. We're gonna go home." And the other one continues on complaining about how he'd rather be home. You perhaps hear some priests talking from the Church of the Tetrad about maybe just arguing about certain doctrine of Ioun, nothing important happening. But you get the sense that a lot of people aren't directly Bane mind controlled in this camp necessarily, as much as they are either under the influence of indoctrination or under the influence of indoctrinated superiors.
Okay.
Can he perceive, like, through his scrying, does the eye that can see ethereal things also apply? Like, could you see magic-y stuff in the camp through your scrying?
Through your
clairvoyance.
Let me look that up. Actually, that's a good question.
I think it depends upon the
feature. They go together, like hip de bip de bip?
I guess the question is whether clairvoyance is like I see. Do I see,
or is it like more vision stuff?
Mm-hmm. Like, is Cyrus perceiving what Cyrus could perceive?
You can use the chosen sense through the sensor as if you were in its space. Then yes, I can.
Wow. Ooh, does he see any magic?
All right, Molly.
You glimpse, not on everyone, but on several of the higher ranking Justicars, on some of the church members, on both of the Knights of the Ruby Throne, that you see these kind of black ethereal tendrils wrapped around their shoulders, their arms, their necks, and like kind of like feeding into their eyes.
Would I get the sense that that is similar to or different from what happened to me?
Different from what happened to you.
Okay.
Yours was a physical manifestation of that.
Okay.
Whereas this is more ethereal and probably weaker.
Okay. Do I get a sense that they know where they are looking, or are they looking for where it is?
Yeah, you know that they're, through idle chatter, you pick up that they're excavating this entire hill.
Okay, so they don't know where it is.
No, they are excavating it with purpose for this entire hill.
Yeah.
Because they are looking for a lost city of dwarven size.
Okay.
Which means that it's likely the entire hill.
Okay. I've got Raiders of the Lost Ark in my mind. That's why I'm asking.
Do they have a specific entry point is maybe the question.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
You hear them mention several sites of excavation.
Is there one that seems more promising?
Site A. Site A is where a lot of the important people are diverted.
Okay.
You identify a priority among the sites. It seems like a lot of them are sent up to the top of the hill.
So I'm going to, because I can't move where the clairvoyance is, so I'm just going to cast clairvoyance one more time on site A.
Okay. You can't see site A.
I can't see it. Okay, so I can't do that then.
Should I be a hawk and go look at stuff, or would that not be that helpful?
That would be helpful.
It would be helpful.
Okay, and turn into a hawk?
Yeah.
Sure. Do you have the stat block for a hawk?
No, because I don't know how to find any of that. That's actually, okay. Hold on. It's in your book. Yeah, show me it in paper.
I got it right here.
The marshals will sharpen our weapons.
So as you take off, you get pretty high up in the air and can get kind of a survey of everything. Indeed, there are probably hundreds in each of these camps. Large amounts of people. Seems like a full mobilization of at least a hodgepodge army or a mercenary company. Actually, also, Cyrus, you do see several mercenary companies, soldiers in with this camp when you're doing clairvoyance. He has hired out some mercenaries for this.
Okay.
As you fly over the hill, you do see all these excavation sites. Some of them a fair amount of the way in. It seems like they've either been working really, really hard all through the night, or perhaps through arcane means there have been sites that have been excavated more quickly. But the largest among them is this large hole near the top of the hill that already has like railing constructed around it and descending wooden stairs that go deeper into the hill. Make a perception check for me with that real quick as well.
I have advantage.
Mm-hmm. Because you bird.
Because I am Hulk. 13. So what do I add? What do I? I don't.
Perception plus 4.
Oh, okay. So that was a 17 or a 20. Soft 20.
20. As you're flying above, during this time, you also are able to kind of map out patrol routes, as well as like kind of the roads, or not the roads, but the kind of worn trails that work crews are going to different sites from. And have kind of found a path that you could maybe chart through the camps and the patrol routes to site A if you do indeed want to take that route.
Okay. How does like dimension door work? Like you have to know where it is, or what is the range on it?
You have to see the location.
You have to be able to see it.
It's a 500.
You don't have to, but you run the risk of getting. Yeah. If you land in an occupied area, you'll just hurt yourself.
So if I'm like, do I have enough knowledge of this place to be able to like
shunt yourself
get there? Yeah, without having to walk through the camp.
This is a big hill, and 500 feet is not that much.
Okay, so we wouldn't be able to do that.
No.
Okay.
I mean, you could once you get in 500 feet.
Up to my eyeballs in Wheel of Time, so I'm like, we just travel there. Like, yeah. Obviously. Yeah. We'll just, like, do I know this well enough to make a, it's different. It's not the same.
But that's fine.
My brain has too many fantasies in it.
Is there anything else you're doing while you're hawking it?
Just hawking enjoying movies? The wind in my feathers.
Yeah. Like it's a nice reprieve from the stress of your day job.
Yeah. Totes. Also, she's like singing a little hawk song.
Yeah. You guys probably hear a hawk screeching up in the sky.
Dope hawk voice.
I'm sorry?
Using her dope hawk voice.
Absolutely. Those vocal cords that you don't have normally. Yeah.
And, yep.
Cool. And then you fly back to this floating, moving rock, basically. Mm-hmm. Looks like
and a floating, then... moving rock. I can probably very easily draw a map.
Yep.
Of what I just saw with my map skills.
Yeah, you can.
All the different sites. It looks like there are probably 12 excavation sites in total. You kind of chart a course through a gap in the sentry zones, the site zones of two of these camps, and say that you guys need to basically stop, and this patrol goes by every 10 minutes, and then you should be home free. So that's kind of the plan you've crafted from your perceived layout below.
Cool. I like Hawk Ruby.
Yeah. Is there anything else you guys are doing as you approach the camp, or are you guys starting to go stealth mode? What's that?
I think it's time to stealth mode.
Okay.
Are we still going to be scryed upon if we change our current arrangement?
I mean, there's always that risk. You don't know.
Yeah, I mean, he's probably gonna, especially now that he knows that we're close. If we stop doing our tent business,
he will know.
Probably.
Can we just take the tent straight up through the camp?
Let me see how well it's going to be disguised, because it's opaque.
Yeah.
So
I can tell you right now, people are going to notice a floating half sphere
behind a small lizard.
Yeah.
Just this little orange lizard just.
That's not even a roll for perception. That's like a.
This is a thing. That's happening in front of us.
Yeah. If you're trying to get past this stealthily, I would not recommend that. But Iodon does pipe up that he can cast invisibility on y'all.
Okay.
If you guys need that.
We need him less.
Yes, please.
Brad will still see invisibility, though.
That's mm-hmm. correct, but other people won't.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
That's true.
Does your...
I also have polymorph.
Hmm.
We can just polymorph ourselves to look like little animal friends. It's concentration, so... I mean, that would... Between Ruby and myself, that would take care of two of us, and then Iodon... His invisibility, how many people can he hit?
I can hit you all. Well,
here's another factor. If you're wanting to, if we're looking at burning spell slots, you could one by one polymorph everybody to fly there.
How many times can you always have any
spell slots?
Like this many people on one side of the river, and you're trying to ferry them all across.
Yeah. Yes.
I can only cast it two more times.
Yeah.
Like a chicken and a...
How come some things don't have... You can cast them at higher levels.
Upcast?
Yeah.
I mean, because some have diminishing returns on upcast.
I know, but some of them you just can't. You can
upcast all of them. It's just not all of them are going to have extra benefits, right?
Can't. So if I were to, like it only shows up on my fourth level. Yeah. If I were to use all of these fourth level spell slots... Can I press the button if it's not in the list for like fifth level?
You can't upcast polymorph if it's fifth level. Yeah.
No, you can upcast it. It just won't do anything extra. Like that's how all spells go.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Like you could cast a ninth level spell polymorph.
Does D&D Beyond just not reflect that?
Oh no, it's not on here.
Let me just make sure that upcast doesn't matter. No, it doesn't.
So, never mind. I could cast it more times than that if I'm allowed to use...
Yeah.
In any case, we're not going to cast five polymorphs.
No. Well, then it would use all of my upper level spell slots, which means I can no longer do
in a big bad battle and
anything
have, like,
else.
We're just going to have to shocking grasp our
way through. I think it was a good idea. As a completely unbiased party.
All right, so we're after some discussion, how are we going to divvy this up? What's the best way through camp?
I think we should just sneak.
Yes, that seems the best.
Yeah.
Invisibility. All right. Let's do it.
I can only cast one more spell today, so takes out his knife and just cuts a big old gash.
How many spells has he cast today?
Just one.
He's a half caster.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like a paladin.
Okay, right.
He's
more like
he's a blood warlock.
Yeah.
Oh,
he's a blood warlock.
I mean, he's a blood hunter, but blood hunter is similar in a lot of ways to warlock.
Okay.
They get back at a short rest instead of a long rest. Right.
They also have a lot of features like eldritch invocations, but with blood, where you can like blind people or remove their movement speed or whatever.
Like cool. blood bending?
Yeah. But he cuts up and open his hand and flicks it across you guys and you all
gross.
Turn invisible.
Wow. Ruby's like kind of grossed out, but also like,
Taste of iron.
Gross.
But you guys are invisible for the duration of the spell.
Excellent.
Could I have stealth checks as you guys make your way through at advantage? And good thing, because I had unrolled a natural one.
Oh my god.
Hey, I'm seeing a lot of not good faces here. What's up, Hayden?
I rolled a 15, and okay. I'm going to go use the restroom real quick.
Go for it, Hayden.
Stealthily.
22. Okay.
Which is better than the natural one that I rolled the first time.
See? Okay. That was two natural ones avoided by the disability. Not disability.
Advantage.
Invisibility. You guys are able to creep up in between two of these camps and start up the incline of the hill, stopping exactly where you told them to stop, Ruby, on your map, and you do see passing by what look to be like four heavily armored paladins and clerics of various deities of the Church of the Tetrad before you're able to continue on further, eventually making your way to the crest of the hill where there's this pretty simple, pretty rustic railing and spiraling staircase boring into the mountain, or not mountain, the hill face. You see several guards, but with those stealth rolls, you're able to make your way past them and up to the actual stairs themselves if you'd like.
Does Cyrus see any more suspicious ethereal activity?
You do not catch any more scrying on your part.
Remind me, the Tetrad is Bahamut, Ioun, and Kord?
Bahamut, Ioun, Kord, and Pelor.
And Pelor, okay.
Yes.
Wait, Bahamut, Ioun, Kord, and Pelor?
Yes.
Is the Tetrad.
That's four.
Yeah.
I know.
Tetrad is four.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Tetra, quad, whatever you want to say.
Oh, yeah.
But yes, yeah, it was probably like a paladin of Pelor and then like two clerics of Ioun and maybe like a storm cleric of Kord or whatever. And yeah, anyway, you guys are at the stairs kind of boring down into this hill.
Let's go in.
Yeah.
All right. One by one, you start to descend these spiral wooden stairs that creak a little bit. Seems like it was hastily created, not necessarily shoddily made, but...
I have a question.
Yeah.
How do we know that where everyone is?
You don't.
Did we tie a rope around ourselves?
You could...
Are we holding hands?
Absolutely, you could have retconned.
Like, no. Yeah. We definitely know where everyone is.
You can hold hands.
How do we know where everyone is?
Holding hands. Or like, hold on to the person's shoulder, like, collar or whatever.
Okay. Yeah. I just want to know. This is important to me.
Iodon probably would go first, unless
sure, whatever.
Someone protested.
We're just walking through this camp like school children crossing the street, all holding hands,
holding the rope.
Right. Holding the rope.
But you guys descend for
cool. Handles on it.
Yeah.
What seems to be 30, 40 minutes of the spiral staircase boring Yuck. Into the ground. The
30, 40 minutes of the spiral staircase.
The stone around you.
I'm going to throw up.
Natural,
me too.
Not worked at all. It's just straight stone. Kind of like every now and then there's like natural caves or other pieces of like grain, but it's pretty much just stone. Before at those stairs end, you come into a small carved chamber. Again, this rough stone excavated, but before you on the ground is worked cobblestone and a small square hole within the cobblestone with two what seem to be like iron stakes in the stone and ropes tied to them going down the hole.
Like this is where the dwarves went down to their city?
No.
Like the excavators.
Like they cut a hole in this carved or this worked stone and then put two ropes to descend into it, wherever this is.
So how much cobblestone is like in front of us?
Oh, just it extends to the borders of your carved space.
Okay, so the spiral staircase ends, mm-hmm. and then there's this hole.
Yes.
Okay.
I have a rope of climbing.
Yeah.
Why do we need that? Does it do anything helpful?
You can have it unwrap whenever you get down at the bottom.
Oh. Would that be like we could climb down more stealthily than using this whatever?
I would say so.
It won't mean that
we don't like leave a rope behind.
Your rope will not be noticed by parties coming forward. So that and that way it's more stealthy.
Rather than leaving our rope there.
I just mean rather than using the ropes that are already installed.
No, but with I mean, a lift those ropes or something. Are trapped or something, then you would avoid a trap.
Oh. Okay. Do we want to go down here?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Iodon will probably drop invisibility at this point. Or it's probably dropped at this point with how long it took for you guys to get up there.
What, an hour?
Yeah.
All right. So down we go, I guess.
Sure.
Y'all want to use this rope or use the magic rope? I don't know if it matters.
I mean, if it works the way that we think it does, it'll be good to not leave anything behind.
If I have the choice between using a rope that could have come from anywhere, been used by anyone for any nefarious purpose, or a magic rope, let's use the magic rope.
Yeah, those are Bane ropes. We don't like Bane ropes.
The Bane ropes?
No, that was a joke. Sorry.
Ruby is also chuckling.
chuckling or giggling?
Yeah.
Girlishly.
No, not girl. She's a woman.
She is a woman.
Okay. Flirtingly.
Yeah. She's not trying too hard.
Okay.
She's just like putting it out there. Cool. I guess I'll get it out and we'll
You guys descend a long way. Your arms are aching by the time you're done climbing down this rope as you hit more worked stone and this expanse of darkness surrounding you. You can't really see anything at this point.
Even if we have dark vision?
What's dark vision for 60 feet?
Yeah, let me double check on that. Features and traits.
Even if it's like 120 feet, it's dark around you guys.
Yeah, I mean,
okay.
Darkness just looks like dim light.
Turn my light on?
Yeah, if you would like.
Should we detect magic, or can you still see things?
Still see things, ethereal things, though.
Should we use some light here?
I can't see anything, so. Yeah.
I will cast light on the head of my staff.
Okay, you guys bring out your various light devices, and it kind of radiates out around you and gives you vision for about 60 feet or so before it is swallowed up into darkness again. No discerning features around you besides just air and what looked to be cobblestone ground.
Is there like a path? Just one big...
Doesn't seem to be...
One big open chamber? Yeah.
It seems to be a hallway. Big open chamber. Okay. No paths.
So I'm envisioning us in a group in like a giant, who knows how big dome with just cobblestones. Is that correct?
Yeah, just like this kind of dome of light, this lonely light within a kind of all-encompassing expanse of darkness.
I would like to listen to see if I can hear anything.
Sure. Make a perception check for me.
I'm going to just try to get everyone to shush for a second. Everyone just hold on. I'm going to try to hear something. See if I can hear anything. Okay, that's actually really good. 26.
You hear just the whisper of a whisper of voices, directionless within this expanse. And you said 27?
26.
26. Just on the edge of your vision above you, you see some sort of stone corner? Something. If you moved the light maybe a little bit over, you could get a closer look.
I'm going to beckon everybody, but also try to keep our voices down. Like, I'm not going to say, come this way and be like, gesture to them.
I'd follow him.
As the light kind of illuminates above you, roughly 60 feet, if not 80, is this large square block of stone that seems to be hovering in midair, extending both ways into darkness.
What?
Large square stone, probably about as thick as this table.
Extending both ways?
Yeah, it's basically a not a cube. What's the rectangle version of a cube? A
rectangular prism.
It's a rectangular prism in the air made of stone, extending both ways into darkness.
Okay.
Like a bridge?
I mean,
how high up is it?
About 60, 80 feet up.
Right. Should we jump up there?
Everyone, hang on. Give me all the ropes.
Give you the ropes for what?
So I can get up there and bring us up there.
Why can't Cyrus just jump you up there?
I can't jump 60 feet.
Can you not make him jump there?
Even with his super jumping,
it triples his jumping height. 60 feet.
Remember, I can fly. Remember the cool crown?
Why aren't you flying?
Because he's going to put the rope up there so we can all get up there.
Okay. So you're going to do that now?
Well, yes. Do we want to see what's up there?
I think so.
Actually, first things first. Okay, well, how about this? I can fly. I can get myself up there. And I'll look around. If there's people up there, then I won't, I won't throw ropes over it. And then I'll come back down if I need to. I'll scout it out. How about that? I'll scout it out.
Sure.
Sounds minimal.
Okay, I'm going to cast... I'm trying to decide if I want to cast fly or just... I'll cast fly on myself.
Fly up.
But I would like to stay like far enough away to where... I could barely see what's going on there because I don't want to be spotted.
Sure. As you get closer, you're able to make out color within this, like, the edge of this light. And you notice that this is not stone, but worked jade. But as you get closer, you don't see any defining features besides the fact that this is just a square rectangular prism.
Are there any people on it?
No. Not within your line of sight, which is quite limited at the moment.
Right. Okay, I'm going to fly up a little closer. I want to fly up until if there are any figures on it, I can make them out. If not, then I will approach and land on the thing.
There are no figures on it, and you can land on it.
How large is it? As large as this table? Across?
And then
running in both directions.
Yeah.
And how deep is it?
Probably the same depth.
Okay.
So it's people who can't see the table, that's what, it's 10 feet or so?
6 feet.
It's yeah. About, I'd say it's larger than the table. It's probably about 10 feet by 10 feet.
Okay.
All right.
I'm picturing the rainbow road in my head.
Look around for...
It's in my head right
now. I don't know, clues, any kind of indicators as to there might have been something here that's not there anymore, or what they're like a control, something, a button.
You walk, a fair amount of time out, you leave your light basically, quite quickly.
Oh, hold on a second. I thought you said this was a 10 by 10 thing, but that's just not how long it is.
No, not how long it is. 10 by 10 in terms of the sides.
I will be going back down to
it. It extends like forever in both directions.
Okay, okay.
So it's 10 feet wide, 10 feet deep.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not going to do that kind of investigation. Mm-hmm. I can visualize now. That's what I thought at first, and then I got confused in the afterward.
Sorry, okay. It's a confusing situation you're in.
All right, I'm gonna fix some ropes to this here thing.
Okay.
And fly back down and say, all right, we can shimmy on up. Or actually, can I just fly all of you up individually?
What's your strength?
9.
No, you can't pick up Bells or Cyrus.
Can they not, like, hold on to my legs?
Yeah, but, well, okay, actually, yeah, that could work. It's just going to hurt your joints, but it could work.
Okay, so I have to hurt my legs. My spindly little legs.
But you can fly them up one by one if you'd like.
Okay, if that sounds satisfactory to everyone, I'll fly us up here.
Great.
And that'll pretty much do it for my fly time.
After some time, you guys all find yourself ferried up by Remy to the jade prism. That's what we'll call it for now. You are now successfully on top of it. What would you like to do?
Listen again? Tell which way to go?
I would turn my light off, I think, somebody at this point, like, if Cyrus still has his on.
Survival check. Which way do we go?
Yeah.
I'm looking.
So they extend both ways off into the darkness.
Can we walk the direction opposite that we came from?
You came from above.
Yeah.
But where did the ladder, like from where it led out?
So it led out here. You came from the ceiling. From that via rope, and then stretching across this space.
It runs perpendicular to where we came down from.
Perpendicular to both the floor and the ceiling.
Well, that doesn't
mean you mean parallel to the floor and the ceiling?
Oh, yeah, parallel.
Okay, I was like, what?
Perpendicular to the path that we came down.
Like, apologies. It's one of those paintings with the stairs that just go around.
We are in Escher's mind.
Yes.
What is happening?
Work on your geometry for a session, Tyler.
I'm going to cast Locate Creature.
Okay.
And I'm looking for any humans within a 1,000-foot radius.
You have to is the human the creature you're specifying, I guess?
Yes.
100 foot?
1,000.
1,000 feet. Oh, geez. Yeah, you pick up tons of humans down here. All directions.
All directions. Specifically, I'm thinking there were two ropes leading down here.
Not any close by. Where do you get the distance?
I think I do. Let me double check.
I know you don't for detect objects, so.
Locate.
Yeah, locate creature.
Locate creature.
You know the direction it's moving if it's moving.
The spell.
How long did it take us to go down the stairs, Tyler?
Creatures maybe
30, 40 minutes.
Forever.
Okay, so then of all of the creatures, all of the humans that I locate, are any of them moving directly along the lines of this block? Okay.
In fact, you don't find any... All the humans that you find are 68 to 80 feet below you in terms of direction. They're all in that direction below you.
How many?
Possibly hundreds.
Oh.
All right, well, we can either just pick a direction on this thing, or we can try to figure out how to get down. I nominate we just pick a direction and start strolling.
I do too.
Okay.
It's possible that this might be something that they missed.
I'm going to channel our dear Venuthra and just flip a coin real quick.
Okay. Go ahead and roll a d4 for me as you flip a coin.
Which one is a d4? This one?
Mm-hmm.
It's a 2.
Okay. You don't really have a sense of east, west, north, south down here, so you pick one direction.
That way.
And you start walking. You keep walking. You keep walking. For 20 minutes? 30? And then finally, blessedly, you make out something. First, kind of small lines in the darkness that materialize into flagstones, not cobblestones, but flagstones. Like you would see in the street of Urengal or Ormond or Startag. And then you come to the end of this jade prism that starts to expand outward in small chunks of red rock directly into these flagstones.
Cool.
You guys, someone can make a general intelligence check if they would like.
Not me.
I'll do it.
Use I don't remember what my that is.
I have none of that.
17.
Okay.
What?
You doing it? Check?
I know, because it's stuck and I can't.
Oh no.
It does get stuck.
Why? On extras, which is blank.
Let me just,
do you know what yours is?
No!
Are you intelligent?
I think it's a plus 2. Let me just check on your... I'll open your campaign.
I'm not.
Character sheet.
I am very not intelligent.
Come on.
Just X out the app and then reopen.
It's not on that.
Are you smart?
Yeah.
Can you do this?
I mean, I've got a plus 2. I'm reasonably smart.
No. Oh my gosh. I don't know how to use this thing.
I mean, it doesn't super matter.
Okay, there we go.
Okay.
Cyrus met a DC.
It is, so. Seriously.
This is very strange to you, Cyrus.
There it goes.
You're observing the cracks in these flagstones, this expanding piece of red rock connected to the jade that you're walking upon that kind of melds seamlessly into it. And then it hits you. These flagstones look like flagstones you'd find in the streets of Urengal, because it is a street. This piece of jade you're walking on, it's got to be a pillar. You're sideways.
Oh.
We're sideways, or the pillar is sideways?
The pillar is sideways. You're walking, right side up, but this is a pillar, and you're walking on the pillar.
Okay.
So it dead ends into
the ground.
The flagstones?
Or the ceiling. But based on your deduction, this would be the ground, because it's street flagstones.
And so the ground is sideways.
Mm-hmm. Seems so, like the city, like the whole is settled city is like sideways this. Under the hill.
Okay. So the city in its ruination is disoriented.
Askew.
There's not a magical effect to it that's just changing
doesn't seem
gravity
to be
or okay. Okay. I'll relay that information to the group.
Huh. Well, that would make sense, I guess.
That means this pillar's really tall, though.
It does. It means the city
architecture.
The city is very large, and it also means that this thing might be extremely difficult to find, since we can only hold ourselves upright in one direction, but the city is oriented in a different direction and possibly many different directions, just because of how how it might have fallen.
Well, I'm just gonna see if I can Okay, now I'm not making this joke again. I want to see if I can just walk on the wall and see if it reorients.
It does not. You take a step, and confident you could keep running up it, you take another step, but gravity does indeed take hold. And you are able to land back on the jade pillar.
Well, the only thing I can get up there. I've practiced a whole lot. I think I could pretty safely climb up the road. But I don't know where it's going to go.
The vault was said to be below Barnhagborn. So wherever that is, we need to get.
Do we have any idea what a Barnhagborn is?
It's the city.
Oh, it's the city. I'm sorry.
That's in character.
Yeah.
That's on brand.
Except he would
yeah,
know.
He would know what that
he
is.
He would know that.
Yeah, he would.
That's true.
He's bumbling, but he's not dumb.
He's just, he's mistaken a couple of the vowels. Blaine, Blom, Bogdorum.
Yeah.
Am I allowed to just, like, I'm not going to casually walk up the wall this time.
Sure.
I am going to, I do want to actually, I want to climb it. I want to go up it.
Okay.
Move vertically. I'm going up the wall.
Okay.
So it kind of looks like he gets a running start and he kind of like, he'll slap his gauntlet into a rock and just like pull himself up and
Kind
of keep going that way up.
How many feet are you going?
Until I hit something.
Okay. You run for a good minute or so before you slam into another pillar.
This
you take 2 points of bludgeoning damage.
Oh, that's BS. I guess I didn't light the way, did I?
No, you did not.
But I have dark vision.
Oh, you do. Never mind. You don't take it.
Thank
you. See a pillar materialize as you're running, and you're able to stop yourself a little bit, and then I guess run back down the wall?
Yeah, I guess so. Just another pillar up there. Pretty much the same as this one. So is this... This is Barnhagborn, then?
Perhaps.
So, when we got down here, we were walking on
one of the walls.
Wall. Huh.
Which means that he points at the floor.
Likely, we need to be going through these floors to get below the city.
Mm-hmm.
Would my ethereal sight detect anything within 60 feet on the other side of that?
On the other side of the...
The floor.
No.
Okay.
It's a quandary. And so I went up for a minute, hit another pillar.
Do we have any direction that we could go from where we are right now, aside from just back the way we came? Is this just dead-ending into a floor that we need to...
Dead ends into a floor.
Yeah.
Well, let's go back the way we came and I guess see what this pillar is attached to on the other side.
I can actually... Well, let me see, actually. I need to make sure I can do this before I just say it.
It's fine. Just say it.
I can only do it for myself or someone else, but I can... cast spider climb if we really have use of it.
I don't know if we do. I mean, there was just another pillar up there and I can...
No, yeah, I meant to find like a staircase.
Yeah.
Within the city.
Within this floor. And he points at the wall that is the floor.
How long does that last?
Telling you all of... Oh, go ahead, John.
How long does that last?
Spider climb?
Yeah. And does he have a spell slot for it?
He has one spell slot left.
Okay.
Does he have, like, really good spells?
Yeah.
That we should...
Well, if we just take a little short rest after his...
Less for an hour.
Investigation. Do you think it would be useful for you to go investigate and then come back and let us know?
I think it would be, because, I mean, if there's an opening that's nearby here, we can maybe find a way... I could dimension door us through that opening if it's within 500 feet.
Could you take Franklin with you and then we could just follow you?
Very well.
I can go with him too. I mean, I don't think I'll have a problem. I've been practicing a lot.
Well then, we'll wait here until we get word from you.
Sounds good.
Come on. You see him pull up his sleeve, slit a piece of skin like close to his or like mid on his forearm, and like grasp onto the flagstones, and the blood kind of like solidifies and then sticks like Spider-Man style to his hand, and he just kind of.
So gross.
You know, there's healthier ways to cast spells and do magics.
Perhaps. I have been following the way of the profane soul for quite some time, though. Much to the chagrin of my guild of monster hunters, but that's neither here nor there. Shall we?
I just thought they would be all like that.
No. Our leader is a blade singer. We have paladins, fighters, all sorts.
The more you know. All right, let's go find a hole.
All right. You guys take off. Him keeping up with you as you have to kind of jog up this wall, but eventually you do come to a small recess in the flagstones themselves that turns out to be a lip that you can kind of grab onto. You guys can kind of pull yourself up, and then there are many smaller lips that kind of cascade up above you as you see that this is indeed a stairway put sideways. You guys witnessed this through Franklin too, or Cyrus, you do. Franklin on his shoulder and says,
"Should we continue or wait for you here?"
Does it look like that staircase is going to lead somewhere?
It looks like it's a staircase down into the lower depths of the city.
Excellent. So I will gather everybody around me, dimension door, and teleport us up there.
Right there?
Yeah.
Okay. You guys make your way up the staircase, put sideways, descending deeper into the city. An encounter, kind of a hole that you merge up into the walls next to this ceiling that you emerge from. And there are what seems to be other pillars expanding out next to you guys in the distance as well. But you guys can repeat this process a couple more times if you'd like throughout this kind of journey of dungeon delving, descending further and further into this oblong sideways city. And eventually you reach stone less worked, smoother, darker, striated, tinged with what seems to be kind of green crystals of malachite or some other sort of mineral. Some sort of threshold has been crossed here where you are now somewhere besides Von Hogborn, somewhere older, perhaps, different. Can I have a stealth check from everyone?
Stealth means there's something watching.
Eight. 17. Okay.
10.
Oh, I need to roll for that. Cheap.
17.
17. 10. 17. What do you got, Remy?
11.
Each of you within your head hear this kind of sanguine, cavernous voice. More have entered my own. Come, let us talk face to face. And hovering into kind of the light sphere first are these strange booted feet of this dark leather with like red embellishments in the leather, followed by a gangly form with hands that only have two fingers that are twice as thick. It has all its fingers, but they are purple hands and they are clawed. Descending further, you start to see what look to be writhing purple tentacles before the visage before you is full. Most of you have probably heard of this being, but few of you have probably encountered what is indeed a mind flayer. Glowing orange eyes, large kind of like cone-like squid head, and these large tentacles that drape probably chest length, if not lower, hovering in the air in front of you.
No!
So, why have you mentioned that? That's where we're going to end tonight's episode.
Oh, boy.
Just pulling out all the things. Pulling out all the best of D&D
monsters. All the Underdark monsters. Absolutely.